Hi, I'm Alessandra Tolome Hard, aka Mrs. Hard, and this is Hard Times No More, a podcast for people who are tired of struggling with boundaries, people pleasing, and relationship problems. I have overcome some hard times. Within 3 years, I stopped drinking, my mom died of cancer, and my house burnt down in a California wildfire. And those are just the highlights. I have a lot of reasons to be miserable, but I'm not. The truth is, life was more challenging before these events happened. If you are tired of waiting for your circumstances to change to find happiness and peace of mind, you are in the right place. Join me as I share the tools I use and love to transform challenges into assets and interview others about their relationship journeys. Together, let's learn how to have a happy life full of healthy, meaningful relationships and say goodbye to hard times for good. Hey there, welcome to the Hard Times No More relationship podcast. I'm Alessandra Tolome Hard, aka Mrs. Hard, your host. Recently, I've had a few requests for a meditation recording on the podcast platform. So this week, I thought would be a wonderful time to do that because on Sunday, April 14th, 2024, I'm hosting a workshop called How to Be Your Own Best Friend, where I'm going to share some of my favorite tools and practices to say goodbye to perfectionism and people-pleasing while welcoming in confidence and inner peace. And part of that practice will be a guided group meditation. So today I'm going to guide you through a meditation that is going to help you cultivate a more trusting relationship with yourself. This isn't the same meditation that I'm going to share at the workshop on April 14th, but this is a very powerful meditation you can practice, and it'll help you during times of stress and anxiety to ease whatever feelings are coming up for you. And you'll understand more as you go through the meditation, and I'll talk more about it afterwards. And so if you're driving, you can listen to this and then just plan a time later to sit and listen to it again. Or if you're walking, this will be a great walking meditation. And if you're at home, take a comfortable seated position, or if you'd like, you can lie down. And I want you to take a slow, deep breath, breathing in peace, breathing out stress. And when you're ready, take another slow, deep breath. Remember a time in your past when you felt stressed or overwhelmed. Imagine that you're visiting your past self. Imagine that you're sending yourself love. The energy you send yourself may be a color. It may be a bright light. You may be showering your past self with glitter. You may be sitting with yourself and comforting yourself like you would a best friend. Imagine telling yourself that you're gonna be okay. That whatever is happening is gonna make you a stronger, more resilient person. And that you're gonna get through this. Take a deep breath into the connection that you feel with your past self. Now bring yourself back to the present moment. And take a deep breath into your chest, into your heart space. imagine a golden light above your head. Imagine that you're calling back all of your energy wherever you've left it. Maybe you've left some at work. Maybe you left some with a family member you were caring for. Call back all of your energy. And then imagine reaching up to that golden ball of light and feeling that energy fill your body as it moves down your arms, into your back, your chest, filling up your neck, your head, and moving down the rest of your body. As you take in that energy, you feel replenished. You feel at ease. And when you're ready, take another slow, deep breath. Bring your awareness to your feet. If you're sitting or lying down, wiggle your toes. If you're walking, pay attention to the feeling of the ground beneath your feet. And if you're doing something else, just notice your feet. So the meditation I just shared is an excellent way to practice developing a trusting relationship with yourself. The key word is practice, because if you practice this meditation regularly, once a day for a week, and then sprinkle it in to your meditation routine, hopefully you have a meditation routine. If you don't, you should definitely start one. Just take like 5 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes in the morning. You could even re-listen to this podcast, to this episode, and just listen to the guided meditation. Then when you find yourself in a place of worry, of anxiety, of instability, see if you can tap into your future self sending you love and seeing that your future self is doing fine and that your future self has made it through whatever hardship you're facing. And that develops not only a deeper connection with yourself, but also in a way you can feel less alone when things aren't going well. And when we have an optimistic vision of the future, when we can look back and see the times where we were struggling and it ended up being okay, then we're able to be more calm in the moment, regardless of what is happening. And I love using guided meditations as like a little gentle workout for your nervous system or your spirituality. Like, you know, if you're building muscle, you go to the gym or you lift weights or you do some sort of practice to build that muscle over time. And the same can happen with meditation. Think about like guided meditation as like a gentle workout for your nervous system, because that's what you're really helping. You're helping your nervous system. You're helping your mind become more wired to a calm place instead of reactive. And so you're less likely to get stuck in the chaos of whatever's going on around you. And so, like I said, I'm hosting a workshop this Sunday, April 14th, from 10 to 11:30 a.m., called How to Be Your Own Best Friend. This is a live in-person workshop in downtown Napa, and I'm going to share a couple tools and practices with you. And there's only a couple spots left. You can sign up at mrshard.com. You can find it on my Instagram at mrs.hard_timesnomore. And if you're listening to this podcast after April 14th, 2024, still check my website, because I have a new space. I'm super excited about my new office space, and it's a beautiful space for workshops. So I'm going to have a lot more regular workshops, and they'll always be posted on my website and Instagram. And I'm excited to see what happens in this space, because things fell into place in such a way that I feel like the universe has a greater plan. And my hope and dream is that it's going to be a community space where people share experiences about what's really going on in their life so that they feel less alone, so that they feel supported, and it can be a great place to meet new people and to do spiritual work together. Because when we work in a group, something magical happens because other people put words to things we were feeling but didn't know how to express. And it seems like there's more aha moments that happen so much faster. And I love, 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 love group work. And if you liked this meditation and you want to receive another free meditation, I have a guided meditation for anxiety relief in my free offering, Stepping Off the Chaos Roller Coaster. There will be a link in the show notes for that. There will also be a link for the workshop in the show notes. So thanks for hanging with me today. I hope you enjoy the meditation and I look forward to talking to you soon. All right, take care. One last thing. If you struggle with anxiety, you've got to check out Stepping Off the Chaos Roller Coaster. These practices are foundational to your healing. They will set you up to feel more peace throughout your day, and they'll help quiet that relentless stream of thoughts bombarding you with stress and worry, because it's really hard to feel calm when your mind just won't quit. And these are the very strategies I use with my clients. So you get a sneak peek into what it's like to work together one-on-one. And bonus, there's a free anxiety relief meditation included, and it's only 5 minutes. Sometimes it's really hard to sit quietly in meditation, especially when we struggle with anxiety because our mind can be moving at a million miles a minute, and we feel like we need a pen and a little notepad next to us to write down all the to-dos that come up during the time when we're trying to be quote unquote clearing our mind. But meditation can be used in many different ways. Currently, I use meditation as a place to practice the tools I use for stress management throughout the day. That way, if something happens, if life happens, my mind will go right to those tools that I have practiced. This way, I'm less likely to fall in old behavior patterns and get caught up in my emotions. Think of this guided meditation as a gentle gym for you to work out calming tools that you can practice when you get overwhelmed through the day. Because we all know we can't control what happens to us in life. But with practice over time, we can control how we react and respond to the challenges that come up. And like I said, the best part is this meditation is only 5 minutes. So you can download it. You can bring it with you wherever you go. You can listen to it in the morning. You can listen to it after lunch. You can listen to it after your boss triggers you, after your husband frustrates you, whenever you need it. Because repetition is how you will grow nervous system muscles so you can be spiritually and mentally fit. One of my friends talks about having a spiritual six-pack, and that's from doing a lot of internal work. And I love that idea, like not a six-pack of beer, but a six-pack of belly muscles. Spiritual six-pack. That's what we're all looking for, right? You can find the link for Stepping Off the Chaos Roller Coaster on my website at mrs-hard.com or in the show notes. I'll put a link there for you.